Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from America's finest city, it's the John Cantara Show.
Doctor!
Now, here's the coach, John Cantara, on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to 97.3 The Fan, the John Cantara Show, daily from 12 to 3. Hope everyone had a great day yesterday. I was off yesterday. We had a Padre game. Good win by the Padres, 7-2, salvaging the third and final game of that series against a very good Tampa ball club, I might add. But yesterday I went down and was part of the press conference for the San Diego Strike Force, the indoor football team here in San Diego on the USS Midway, and did that early in the morning, went home and listened to the Padre game as I got ready for a doubleheader today. I've got a day-night doubleheader. We got the regular show until 3 o'clock. Go home, get a little rest, and come back tonight, and we'll kick off our high school football coverage on 97.3 The Fan. Our high school football show will get underway tonight, 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock, and looking forward to a big night. We got some great guests coming in studio tonight from St. Augustine High School. We got head coach Joe Kramer and a couple of great young football players, very heavily recruited football players, Byron Cardwell and Samuel Scaife, the fourth. They're going to be joining me, among others, tonight on our high school football show. We're going to get to the Padres. There's so many things going on with the Padres right now, and I'm sure everyone has an opinion on this, and I'm going to throw out the phone number. Because we got three great guests today, but I want to get to a lot of phone calls. Padres are off today. They'll start a series tomorrow night. We'll tell you more about that as we get into the program. But our phone number is 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Okay, everyone knows about Fernando Tatis Jr. Going on the IL. He's going to be placed on the 10-day IL, from what we understand, with the back spasms. And last night, it was amazing. I went on Twitter last night and, harmlessly put something out there because everybody that knows me knows that I'm always a guy that the glass is half full, not half empty, or teetering on the edge of the table. Well, last night, and being a Fernando Tatis Jr. fan, I was disappointed, very disappointed, because I wanted this guy to hang in there, contend for the batting title, at least finish in the top 10 in batting, and possibly overtake Pete Alonso, maybe Mike Soroka, for the National League Rookie of the Year. So I went on there because now Tatis is apparently going on the IL again. He already missed 34 games, 5 weeks this year, and everybody's saying that's the reason he's not going to win the award. And what I put up was, I hope this does not become a trend with Fernando Tatis Jr. And I was going back to last year. Remember last year when he was in Double-A, late in the year, he slid head first and tore his thumb up and missed the remainder of the year and then came back and had that great winter ball and taking it into spring training. And then he was out with the hamstring injury for 34 games. And now he's back, apparently headed to the IL. They'll probably announce that tomorrow, I would imagine, officially. They're probably already trying to figure out what they're going to do and who they're going to call up. And man, a few people were upset with me thinking I was being negative. Oh, you don't want this guy to play that hard? No, I love the way the guy plays. I'm just disappointed. And I've seen talented guys before that have a hard time staying in the lineup. I don't expect him to be Cal Ripken Jr. and play 162 games for eons. But hopefully he can play 150 games. If he can play 150 games, in my opinion, the second most taxing position on the field, aside from being an everyday major league catcher, that'll be great, and this kid will be a Hall of Famer. He got that kind of ability. I wasn't trying to be negative. I'm just saying, man, this guy plays hard. He dives for a lot of balls. Anytime you do that, you put yourself into jeopardy. Now, we had Greg Garcia on the other day, and I mentioned in the interview a number of times, and I've mentioned it over the years on the air, Dave Garcia's grandfather taught me a lot about baseball. And a couple of things that Dave Garcia taught me about baseball. Number one, You don't want to slide into first base unless the throw is high, because you get to first base faster running through the bag than you do sliding. That's number one. Number two, he goes, Johnny, more times than not, when a guy dives, he's not going to make the play, and he's putting himself in jeopardy of getting hurt and hurting the ball club. Because when you get hurt and you're out of the lineup and you're the number one middle infielder, you're hurting the ball club. So those are things that I always think about. And I'm not criticizing Fernando Tatis Jr. This kid is so good. He thinks he can make every play when the ball is hit in his general vicinity. So last night was kind of interesting. And people were chiming in. There were actually a few baseball people that chimed in and said that I was right on. But, yeah, if you were listening the other day, we talk about Tatis Jr. all the time and how much I just giggle because this kid is so good. No question about it. So hopefully he's able to get back after 10 days on the list. We got so many things. For a ball club right now, the Padres, that are sitting at 56 and 64, there are so many things to talk about. And it's not about firing the manager. I know there's a contingent out there that would like to talk about that. But you know what? We're not going to do that right now because I don't think he's getting fired. And if he does get fired, it'll be after the season. They're not going to replace him at this point in time. But how about Luis Urias, the second baseman? Starting to show a little bit, isn't he? Starting to show a little bit. You look over the last 15 days, Urias right now is hitting .355 with 3 doubles, 8 runs, scored 9 RBIs, walks, 8 strikeouts. And really, you look at his numbers over the last couple of weeks, last 15 games. And that was 15 days I gave you. But really, over the last 7 games, he's 7 for 21, .333, a .481 on base percentage. And in the series against Tampa Bay, he was great. 4 for 8, 3 walks, got hit, had a couple of doubles, and drove in 6 runs. In fact, the last 2 games of the series, he drove in 3 runs in each of those ball games. And you know what? He's playing good second base. Yesterday, he played shortstop, did a nice job. I mean, this kid is starting to kind of get his feet on the ground here. And I know there are some concerns. I have some concerns. I think people around baseball probably have some concerns about him, the way he swings against the fastball. He's feasting right now on off-speed pitches. We'll talk about that as we get rolling in the show today. But really, the story today is Austin Hedges. I don't know if you folks go online and get your paper, or you walk down your driveway like I do and pick it up and then go in there and start hunkering down. But Austin Hedges, who right now is hitting .183, and we talk at nauseam about how good this guy is defensively, and you can't take that away from him. He may be the best everyday defensive catcher in either league right now. You know, Yadier Molina has been good for a long time, but he's starting to give a little bit of ground behind the plate. And Austin Hedges is really, really good. Austin Hedges told the Union Tribune yesterday before the ball game, quote, Austin Hedges, there's no reason with the value I bring to the field, even right now, honestly, I shouldn't be in the lineup. That's just the value I bring. That's what I expect, but a lot of things, a lot of that isn't up to me, unquote from Austin Hedges. Well, I'll tell you what, Austin. You're hitting a .183. The kid playing in front of you right now is tearing it up. He had another multi-hit game yesterday in Francisco Mejia. Mejia right now on the year is hitting .279. Yesterday was 2 for 3. He struck out with the bases loaded, but nonetheless, you got one guy hitting almost 100 points higher than the other guy. And I think it's easy right now. I think it's easy. I understand Austin Hedges being frustrated. But you know what? Most guys that are hitting .183 aren't going to talk a whole lot because they're worried they may get shipped down to the minor leagues. And, you know, if you got this kind of issue, and I don't know if this is going to get to Mejia. It probably already has. And I don't know if Francisco Mejia goes online to read the Union Tribune or he gets the paper at his apartment here in San Diego. But you know what? When you're hitting .183, you got to be very, very quiet. You got to do whatever you can to help the ball club. I would certainly hope that Austin Hedges is working on a better approach at the plate. In fact, by the way, tomorrow, we've got Mark Sweeney coming on at 12:35, a longtime major leaguer, second career in pinch hits in the big leagues. I don't know how many of you folks remember that. All-time list, number two right now for Mark Sweeney. He'll join us tomorrow, and I'm going to ask Mark, and Mark may be driving around right now, so Mark, you can think about this. What is Austin Hedges actually working on right now? Because I haven't seen any real dramatic changes from what he does at the plate right now. The other night I went to the game, and by the way, the game I went to on Tuesday night, it was a bad baseball game. Bad baseball game. Monday night, it wasn't good. Padres got beat that night, and it took 3 hours and 47 minutes. The night I went on Tuesday, they got beat, and the game a little bit quicker, 3 hours and 44 minutes. That was the night when they hit the comebacker to Salmon, and he threw it to the backstop. To tie the ball game up. Padres ended up losing that ball game. G-Man Choi hit that two-run homer. They added another run, and they beat the Padres. But Austin Hedges right now, and I hate to criticize the guy, but you know, you don't need to be talking to the paper right now and alibiing that you ought to be in the lineup when the other guy is hitting almost 100 points higher than you. Padres off today. They'll be in Philadelphia for a three-game series starting tomorrow. Then on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they will be in Cincinnati. Both those games on Monday and Tuesday will be early start times, 4:10. And on Wednesday next week, it'll be at 9:35. Then the Padres will be back home on Friday night, August 23rd, against the Boston Red Sox. So there you have it. We'll get into Tatis Jr. We'll talk about Urias. We can talk about Hedges versus Mejia. We can talk about a little bit later on. I know we're going to talk about DeMarcus Cousins going down right now with the L.A. Lakers, a torn ACL. I was on my way to work this morning and heard that, and I just wanted to put my hands on top of my head. Lakers right now cannot get a break, and DeMarcus Cousins cannot get a break. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Coming up bottom of the hour, former Major League manager from Radio.com, their sports MLB insider Joe Girardi, going to join us on the program. John Taylor, MLB writer for Sports Illustrated, going to join us at 1:35. Interesting article on relegation of Major League Baseball teams like they do in the Premier League in soccer. We'll talk with John Taylor about that. And then we'll be joined by Ryan Eicher, the general manager of the San Diego Strike Force, at 2:35. Coach John Cantara, we're just getting warmed up on a Thursday. Hopefully, dial me up and give me your opinion. I'll certainly give you mine. This is 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.